Welcome to Battle Pets with Aludra and Kephis. This is episode 16. I'm Aludra, I've been hearing how awesome I am, and with me is Kephis, your friendly neighborhood monk.
Hello, how's it going?
There's always a slight pause between me introducing you and you actually talking that I take out in post.
Yep.
I think you're terrified I'm just going to keep talking or something.
I wait until you're done, or until you're about ready to start.
Yeah, and tonight, not that anybody else knows, but me and Kef are both talking via webcam with each other. So, yeah, so hopefully we can have those visual cues, but probably not.
Probably not, because you're dealing with me, so visual cues don't really work with me.
Oh, man. I didn't mean it like that.
Well, Kef, when I wink, you'll know. Are you winking? I can't tell. I don't know.
Anyways, Kef, what have you been up to in the wide world of gaming?
In the wide world of gaming, well, I've been playing Warcraft a little bit more, actually. I got on my monk, and I wanted to test my merits as a Kung Fu master. Because that's what I am. In game and in life. No, not really. But in game,
hey,
yes.
Close enough.
Because, right? No doubt. Well, I went and I thought, you know what, I wonder if I can solo Onyxia, and I did. And I was like, actually, that was really easy, so I'm sure it's not a big deal.
Shut up! I can't solo Onyxia, I tried after you did, and it was not so easy because she calls a million whelps, and guess what? Still wearing off. Go figure.
Yeah. Yep, whelps were easy, the little dude she summons were one-shotted, and then Onyxia just, you know, kept healing myself, and it is a piece of cake. And I was like, well, since I'm killing Onyxia and she has a chance to drop a mount, I might as well go kill other things that have chances to drop a mount. So I went and took down the dude in Sethic Halls who gives you the Raven Lord mount. And by the way, since I'm a monk, I can Touch of Death and bypass the mechanic that makes him invincible for a little while. So that means instantly he's done. Didn't get that mount. I went to Magister's Terrace, killed, what's his name? The Blood
Elf.
Thank you, Kel'Thas. And on my first try ever, I got the White Chocobo.
Oh, nice! That's awesome.
Also known as the White Hatchling.
I have to say, the best thing that happened in WoW was the whole mount thing, because I got mounts on various tunes, and I was so mad. Like, once, I don't know what happened, but Zul'Gurub locked me out, and so I couldn't go in there with Aludra. I was like, okay, fine, I'll just bring my pally. It's not like the mount's gonna drop. Yeah.
Right. It did. I remember.
Yeah. And I was so jazzed, and my paladin had this cool thing, but at the same time, I was like, man. And then the horseman's mount, and the white Shpoko, and yeah. No.
Yep.
They were just all over the place.
Yep, I had the same problem with pets, too. I had some characters had different pets, and I was like, oh. And they fixed it. That's one thing I love that they changed, by the way. I love that change.
Oh,
that change
I love it,
fantastic.
Too. It's my favorite.
Mm-hmm. Count-wide stuff is good stuff, for sure. So what have you been doing in gaming?
Well, I have not had as much time in WoW recently because thanks to, you know, a series of unfortunate events, I've been playing nursemaid to everybody in my family last week and a half. It's been very tiring. But what I have been doing is I have not only stupid iOS games because, you know, you can pick them up and put them away. Stupid Dragon Veil. But I've also been doing a lot of Minecraft.
Oh.
That's been our family activity while my husband is recovering from torn ankle problems and my son is getting over a really nasty cough. We've all been taking turns and arguing over it, so I just need it for the PC. That's what it comes down to, because this Xbox thing, it just doesn't feel right.
Yeah, PC but is the bester version.
Yeah, and I'm the only one playing in survival mode. Everybody else is playing in creative mode, so I'm like, hey, how do you make this? And everybody gives me a blank look.
you make stuff in Minecraft?
Yeah, exactly, because they just get it, and it's there. I mean, my husband's hollowed out four mountains and built a roller coaster spanning his continents. It goes underwater, it goes through mountains, it does everything on this minecart. Meanwhile, I'm very pleased at the fact that I have a small cobblestone house that is basically... Well, it makes prisons look glamorous, let me tell you. And I'm all happy with it, and I have a place I call Death Cave Mountain, because, well, it's pretty self-explanatory. All my monsters seem to go in there and hide, which is great on the one hand, but on the other hand, some of my stuff's down there, because I didn't know it was a death cave.
Oh, man.
Yep, that's so funny. I'm a little behind the times, but hopefully I'll get a copy of it for the PC eventually.
Yep, that's a addictive experience right there.
All right, yep. So let's get talking about these battle pet things that we all know and love and adore and cuddle up with, except for the fire kitten, which is kind of flammable and we need special outfits.
Let's do all that.
I'm a loony, okay? What can I say?
Reporting live from Pandaria.
We have the latest from World of Warcraft.
There's pandas everywhere!
News.
Well, we have the understanding that patch 5.2 is scheduled to be out in 2 weeks, on Tuesday, February 26th. This is according to Bashiok's tweet. Which, ooh. Yes.
Oh, that is so cool to know when it's coming beforehand and such. I like this. None of this hedging bets and stuff, which is a cool mini game on its own, don't get me wrong. But still, I like having a date to look forward to and going, I don't have to log in until then. Kef, this means we have 2 weeks to get exalted with the Kyrsing people. The war song,
right,
offensive.
That.
Yeah, let us log in. Okay, that's all our show.
Right? Yes, to quote the tweet exactly, Bashiok said, I've jotted down a few notes on how to best spend these last 2 weeks preparing for the 5.2 patch. So there you go.
Wow, I don't think you can argue with that. That's pretty dang specific, yeah.
Right? I don't think he was being very cryptic there.
I'm not used to seeing a date like this without a blizzard soon.
I know. It's pretty bold.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, if you're not playing, now's the time to get in. Yes, if you're listening to our show and not playing WoW, first off, wow, thank you. Second, now's the time to jump in. World of Warcraft is on sale for 2 weeks, the 2 weeks leading up to the patch. I wonder what the heck is going on there. You can pick up the battle chest for $5. Cataclysm's only $10, and Mists of Pandaria is down to $20.
It's amazing. Dude. You can get the whole bundle for $35.
Yeah, that'll get you up to speed. You can have your friends hating you by giving them game and then getting them to level 10 and going, look, or no, it's not level 10. Yeah, it's level 10. And going, look, pet battles, and having them curse you forever because now it's addictive game and the addictive game within the addictive game. And there's also Plants vs. Zombies. So there we go.
Oh, yeah. No, it's actually kind of funny because my cousin was visiting me the other day, and this is one that's never played Warcraft before. He's asked me a bunch of questions. I was like, yeah, you can, he's like, how much does it cost? I was like, well, I'll show you. And I went, I had no idea that it was on sale. I was like, well, apparently right now it's $5. So if you're not going to buy it now, you're crazy. It was funny. Warcraft Pets has a contest. You can enter for a chance to win a mini Tyrael, and you have until the end of Friday.
Wait a minute. First off, it's Friday now. I mean, if they're listening, it's Friday now. Second, a mini Tyrael? Dude, that is like the rare unicorn of WoW. Hold up here.
No kidding.
Oh my God.
So if you are listening to this, it is Friday the 15th, and you have exactly until the end of today to do the contest. So you better click the link. Yep, till the very end, until 11:59 p.m. of Friday the 15th. You have
what time
do the contest. I have no idea. So you're gonna have to go and look, because there's a link we will have in our show notes to this.
Yes.
Contest.
Go enter the contest. Get a mini Tyrael. Make me sad because you have it and I don't.
Right.
Right.
That's pretty awesome.
Because that's what we're in this for, right?
Yeah. I want a mini Tyrael.
I do too.
So if you win it, give it to me. That's the deal.
No. Sorry, no. I will give you lanterns and rare foxes and all sorts of cool stuff. But no, if I actually manage to win that, it's mine.
Mini-Tyrael. Right. That's an awesome pet right there. That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, that is absolutely insane. So guys, seriously, go. Go enter. Make this contest yours and win the awesome prize and listen to Aludra mess up words. Her.
Do that.
Sorry, Kef. I'm a little everywhere tonight, I guess. And finally, our last bit of news, which isn't as exciting as a mini Tyrael, because, wow, you're really not going to beat that. But if you didn't notice, we got a patch this week. And it's patch 5.1a, and there are a few hotfixes involved for pet battles. The first one is that pet battle abilities that use shoot or missile animations will now properly display their visual effects, which is cool. We like to see what's going on and not have it be wrong. So yay!
Yeah, rub it in.
I'm sorry.
Just kidding.
Oh my gosh, somebody flipped the insensitive jerk Aludra button.
I'm sure it's really nice to see what's going on, let me tell you. Just kidding. I can see animations too.
Well, good. Now you're bullying me is what you're doing.
Right?
Night will now fall on the proper time on all realms. And you're like, well, what's that have to do with pet battles? Well, it's simple. Some pets can only be caught at night. So now that night's falling properly, you'll have a better chance of getting your pet.
Dude, finally, this explains so much.
Oh, really? Were you having an issue with that spider?
Yes. I was like, it's night and there's no spiders. Why? Now I know.
Night did not fall properly.
Exactly.
And finally, and probably the most important, they have fixed an issue that could cause crashes during pet battles. What is this issue? How did it crash it? We do not know. All we know is that if you were crashing during pet battles, you might want to try again after 5.1a.
I never had that happen to me, so that's, hey, sorry guys, that sucks.
Me either, but I mean, doesn't mean the problem wasn't there, it just means I'm not paying attention.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, you know what it was? It was like if you were battling with a white or a gray, the game would just go, nope, mm-mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true. No. That's funny. Hey, yeah, you're an idiot. We're just going to do you a favor and crash your game.
Maybe the game didn't like certain pets and we just haven't leveled them yet.
The game's typesist.
Typesist, yes.
Yeah.
Typesist. Racist vendors, typesist game. We really don't stand a chance.
Nope.
Pet Spotlight.
This week's Pet Spotlight, we are finally moving out of those starter zones and moving into the levels 10 to 20 zones. And we're only going to do Eastern Kingdoms because there are a lot of zones between levels 10 and 20. Mm-hmm. So, these pet levels range between level 3 and 6. And I'm going to start things off with Westfall, which happens to be the only level 10 to level 15 zone in the entire game.
I didn't know that.
I didn't either, and not until I actually did the research for this. So.
shows how we all stick to our leveling path. We were just in Red Ridge, too. That's the crazy thing.
Yep. See, when Cataclysm came out, I already had like 10 level 80s. So I never leveled Horde. Like in Cataclysm, which kind of sucks. I've missed out on a lot of Horde content, but I've leveled Alliance a lot, and it just so happens that I always go to Westfall, so I assumed that there were like all level 10 to 15 zones, and apparently not.
Yeah.
So, there. The more you know about Warcraft. But with Westfall being the only 10 to 15 zone, it doesn't stop it from having a crap ton of pets, because there are 9 total pets in Westfall, including the chicken, the mouse, the prairie dog, the rabbit, the shore crab, the small frog, the snake, the squirrel, and the tiny harvester. And the tiny harvester can only be found in Westfall. That's the exclusive pet. So there you go.
Wow. That's crazy. It's not crazy. I just think it's crazy that they made the little tiny harvester into a pet.
Right? It's cool, too. They hang around, like, wherever the harvesters are. Big surprise, that's usually where you'll find them.
Yeah, so you gotta imagine, somebody was making all these giant harvesters and went, you know, it'd be great. I mean, we all know these things are crazy and they go insane and we have to have heroes come in and take them down, but let's build a bunch of little ones to stab at our ankles, too.
Yeah, right? Exactly. I feel like I should point this out, too. There are other pets that can, like, only be found in Westfall. Like, there's a quest to get a pet that happens in Westfall, but we're not including those. Yeah, Cluck. We don't include those. These are just the wild pets, so...
Yeah.
Don't send me emails, you neckbeards, and tell me how stupid I am for saying that the tiny harvester can only be found in Westfall and is the only exclusive pet. So there. Cover my tracks, Aludra.
Yeah, quest pets are, you know, of course they're zone exclusive. They're quest exclusive. Mm-hmm. You can't do any other quest to get them, so there you go.
Exactly.
Well, no, actually, that one isn't zone exclusive, so hot, because you can get it in Brill. The Horde has one.
That's right.
Oh, it's what I do.
It's what you do.
Yeah.
We might cover those on a later show down the road. So.
Oh, yes, definitely. Definitely. So, if you're level 15 to 20, you want to head to Red Ridge Mountains. Yay! Because the six pets there are the chicken, the fledgling buzzard, the mountain cottontail, the rabbit, the Red Ridge rat, and the roach. Now, this is really crazy because there is more than one pet available in Red Ridge exclusively. The fledgling buzzard, the mountain cottontail, and the, surprisingly enough, the Red Ridge rat can only be found in Red Ridge. They got three exclusive pets. Very yep. selfish, Red Ridge. Very selfish.
Very selfish. It's such an exotic zone. I mean, come on.
Yes, it's red. And it it's can't red. Even claim, that can't even be its claim to fame, because how many other red zones are there?
Right? There are zones that are quite a bit more red than Red Ridge, let me tell you. Did the Blasted Lands recently?
Yes, exactly.
Oh, yeah, three exotic pets in Red Ridge.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty crazy.
Very greedy, guys. I want to know who they bribed. You know, who on the town council did they bribe to... Well, they're not letting their kids grow up, so the money had to go somewhere.
Right? No kidding. Yeah,
those kids on the dock are going to be kids forever. Alduin and Rin got to grow up, but not those kids standing in a dock.
Standing on the dock, still looking for the necklace.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
I've given
is very
them
strange.
Like a dozen necklaces. They no got a good kidding. Racket going. They're just standing there looking adorable.
Right. Lakmodan has six... Huh, let me start over again, because I'm like...
Yeah, wow.
Lakmodan.
I like that one.
Is the dwarven starting zone. After the starting zone. And it has a lock that's been drained of water.
Lakmodan has six pets. The little black ram, the rat, the roach, the small frog, the snake, and the squirrel. There are a lot of squirrels in this game. Holy crap. The little black ram can only be found in Lakmodan, but there's a catch. It can only appear during the day. So, this one actually gave me a run for my money. I had a hard time finding it.
Yes, but now night falls at the proper time.
Exactly.
So there we go. Hopefully it'll be easier to find.
I think this is the first wild pet we've covered that has a catch.
Really?
So there you go. Yep, I believe it is the first. I mean, I have a crappy memory, but...
I didn't know the little black ram could only be caught during the day. That's crazy. During the day. Well, yep. There we go. Maybe I'll cover that on Eludra's Pets this month.
Oh...
Yeah.
Spoilers.
Spoilers. Alright, so the next zone is Silver Pine Forest. Silver Pine Forest, home of the undead. They grow on trees here. There are eight pets in Silver Pine. The Blighted Squirrel, the Infected Squirrel, the Infected Fawn, the Rat, the Snake, the Squirrel, and the Toad. Considering all the infected everything there... Maybe you don't want to visit. The Blighted Squirrel can only be found in Silver Pine, so there you go.
There you go. It just also, I wanted to add in this, I didn't put it in our notes, but the Infected Squirrel and the Infected Fawn are rare because they're only in a couple other zones, but we will let you know where on later episodes.
But you just, Blighted Squirrel, not Infected. My bad.
Yep.
I'm like, but
yep.
But it said there that it was only found in... Never mind. Infected. Got it. It's not blinded.
I know, it's a word. They kind of mean the same thing, but whatever. And lastly, we are going to talk about Ghostlands, which has eight pets, including the larva, the maggot, which are the same thing, aren't they? The rat, the small frog, the snake, the spirit crab, the spider, and the toad. Seriously, isn't larva and maggot the same thing?
No.
It's not... Oh.
Yep. No, the big difference is between the larva and the maggot is that larvae are freaking difficult to find.
Yes, the larva is a pain to find, and it is exclusive to Ghostland, so good luck.
And the
you can imagine
crab.
Where they are. Yeah, and the spirit crab, which happens to be one of my favorite pets. Mm-hmm. I caught mine. It's on the shore, obviously, in Ghostlands, and it can only be found in Ghostlands. So, see, get it? Ghost, spirit crab, ghost crab, spirit crab. Spirit lands, ghost lands. You see what I'm trying to go with here? Makes sense? Yeah.
Blighted, infected, got it.
Right, now, exactly.
I found some really great advice online about finding the lava, and it was either at Warcraft Pets or on Wowhead. But basically, go to the bottom of the beach over in Ghostlands. Because the mobs, closer you get out to the undead zones and eastern plaguelands and such, they're higher level. So go to the beach and start fighting mobs there. And the larva will show up as a background pet, if you're lucky. Considering the level of the pets, it's not until the pets are level 5 that you start getting background pets. So go out there and try to get some level 5s, you know, just white flag out, clear the zone if you have to. That's how I caught it. Now, I caught and kept the first one I found, and he was a white one. And I said, hey, because farming up a blue seemed ridiculous. I am not hunting that up again.
No doubt. Yeah, the larva is a pain. The spirit crab is kind of a pain, but not nearly as bad as the larva.
No, the spirit crab even shows up on the map. Are you kidding me? I mean, yeah. It's on the map.
Yep. So that's Pet Spotlight for the week. We covered 5 zones in Eastern Kingdoms, and next week we will cover the 4 level 10 to 20 zones in Kalimdor.
Kalimdor for the Horde!
For the Horde!
Okay, so you're substantially better at that than I am.
That was pretty good, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
Chris Metzen is jealous now.
Oh! No, we're going to get a cease and desist. All right, so now we've got some new pets. Let's go fight a boss.
Round 1, fight. Boss battles.
So unfortunately, the pets we just picked up are a little low level for our next boss. Who is he? He is Razan, who I want to call Raisin, the Zangarmarsh boss. Yes, he's Raisin. His location is Zangarmarsh at specifically 1750, which we kind of got lost looking for because none of us thought to look at the coordinates because we're brilliant.
Yep.
He has 3 pets that are level 21. They are Fungor, Glitterfly, and Tripod. Glitterfly, huh? Not Glittershy?
Right? I know, I thought of that. First up is Fungor. He's a humanoid. His first attack is Creeping Fungus, which is a dot that does undead damage. And he also does Spore Shrooms, which will explode after 2 rounds placing an elemental dot on your pet. So he's basically the dot master, right? And kind of like the Pandaren Monk. His third attack is Takedown, which is a humanoid attack that can deal double damage if the target is stunned, which of course Fungor does not have a stun. So, yeah, if you can, you know, deal with his dots, you're going to take him down pretty easily.
Yep. The next pet is Glitterfly, who I really want to rename Fluttershy, so... this is a flying-type pet, and I believe it's one of those little glowflies.
Yep.
The first attack that Glitterfly has is Cocoon Strike, which deals flying damage and places Glitterfly in a cocoon, shielding him from your next attack. It's a flying attack. You've seen it in wild pets, mostly in moths, because I run into those guys everywhere. It also,
I hate that attack.
Yeah. He also has an attack called Glowing Toxin, which whittles away your health down by 6% each round for 4 rounds, so he's got a dot as well. Finally, a Swarm, which is that annoying thing where they call in all their buddies and they all ram into you for a while. Swarm will hit you several times each round for 3 rounds and cause you to take double damage for 2 rounds. Now, the thing about Swarm, though, is they can't change it up. They're committed to Swarm once it's cast.
Yeah, Glitterfly does a good job of whittling your health down, for sure.
Definitely. I use a bug that's very similar to this guy for when I'm poison stacking.
Mm-hmm.
These fireflies are really great for that.
Yeah, they are. That is a very devastating dot, and you gotta think, even if you're a level 25 pet, it still does the same amount of damage because it's a percentage-based attack. So, you gotta watch out. The last pet is called Tripod, and he's a magic pet, he or she. I don't know. Is it a guy or a girl? I don't even know. But Tripod does an attack called Arcane Storm, which deals damage to your entire party and causes the Arcane Winds weather effect. The Arcane Winds makes it impossible to root or stun. And I'd like to point something out. This is in contrast to what Takedown does from Fungor when he uses Takedown. If the pet is stunned, he does double damage. So these two pets, if you'll notice, kind of work against each other. So, and this guy is supposed to be a master.
Yeah, I noticed that, you know, looking at his abilities and such before we ran in there, I noticed that his abilities don't exactly work together the way some of the other bosses do. He's kind of chaos and everywhere, which is, you know, of course his pets are for the zone and, yeah, it just happened to fall out that way. I understand it, but on the other hand, this guy was really rough the first time I went flying in there. I mean, even though his abilities are all over the place and they don't complement each other and they actually kind of work against each other, the first time I went in there, I got beat down by this guy.
Yep, exactly. Tripod is a mess, and his second attack, Psychic Blast, will cause double damage if Arcane Winds is still in effect, which can be very devastating. His final attack, which is the most devastating of all, is called Surge of Power. It unleashes massive magic damage, and it killed one of my pets, dude. It was pretty rough. But the good news is he will have to recharge for a few rounds after using it.
When we went in before the show and we fought this guy, okay, I kind of cheated. I went in with two level 25s and a level 9. So sue me. Tripod was the first one in the lineup against me. And that was the second attack he did, the first one against my 25. And against the 25, it was kind of like, meh. Yeah. I was like, whatever, that's okay. And, you know, had he cast his Arcane Winds, and I'm sure he does more times than what happened for me tonight, that would have been absolutely devastating. You know, that's a hard hit. But sometimes the AI just doesn't really think all that well. And so that's where we players can come in and take our advantage.
Yep. You can beat the AI sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Not sometimes, dude. We beat the AI everywhere.
Yep. Unless you're Major Pain, but then you just have really ridiculous pets that kind of make it easy.
Right. Or Icky Acky.
Icky Acky.
Now, I think before the show, you went in with an at-level team, right? Whereas I was powering through it going, okay, because I just wanted to see the attacks. You went in with an at-level team.
No, I actually went in with a level 18 and 225s, and my goal was to use my level 18 to kind of give him some experience, but he got owned pretty quickly by some of the dots, because the problem is when you take him out, he still takes dot damage, and then with that AoE attack from Tripod, it kind of finished him off pretty quickly.
Wait, you mean to tell me my level 9 did what your level 18 couldn't?
Well, it just depends on
It is dumb luck, don't get me wrong, but still.
Yep, that's the thing about it. It's just like, getting a dot put on you can really devastate you, even if you take them out.
Definitely.
And then I use my core hound to take down two of his pets, but by the time, again, this is the trick, the whittling down that the other two pets do with their dots had whittled his health down so much that by the time I got the tripod finished him off with his massive surge of power attack, and Arcane Winds was in effect. So core hound went down, but then I had my my little robot Clockwork Gnome who finished everything off. So it was still a win, but definitely, if you don't go in ready for it, it could definitely be a... Really, this is probably the first, what I would say, challenge, especially for at level, but if you're not careful, this team can put a hurting on you. This is just a taste of things to come, by the way. So,
he was the one who made me stop and turn around and really reassess my entire leveling. And go, okay, well, what I need to change something up, because I know if I'm having such difficult time with this guy, and he's a good guy and everything, don't get me wrong, but how am I going to move on? How am I going to anything? And he wasn't even the zone ender.
Nope. He's just one of the lower pets.
Yeah, so I stopped and I went and I captured some and I leveled some and really focused on, you know, building my entire team, not just the three, but everybody I had, up to a point where I could take on more challenges, because the combination of humanoid and flying and just, you'd think it'd be like, oh, well, that's no big deal. There weren't very many humanoids up until now in the pet battles. And so he brought in that aspect, and it was a game changer kind of for me, is what I'm getting at. That was a real moment where I just stopped and went, I really need to reassess this, because now it's not so automatic anymore. Now the guys in vanilla were easy to a point, and yeah, there were times I had to stop and reassess, but this guy really made me re-examine what I was doing.
Yep. Absolutely.
It was a harsh loss.
Yeah. Yep. He probably has handed quite a few people their first losses, I would imagine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, substantial loss, where you're like, I feel like I shouldn't even be doing this anymore. Because I'm a kindergartner walking into a college class.
Right. Absolutely.
So let us know if you guys had the same problems with him, or if somebody else was a game changer. We're interested to know. Was there a boss that made you reassess the way you were playing and make you go, holy moos, I think I need to back up a moment here. Start thinking about what it is I want to accomplish with this thing.
Right.
For now, though, that'll be our show. If you'd like to contact us, you can reach us at wowbattlepets@gmail.com. Our website and archives are found at battlepet.net, iTunes, and on Stitcher. This just in, look for Caphus on Arcanium of Azeroth next week. He's going to be on Arcanium Roundtable 16, so keep your ears open for it. Ooh. And in case you missed it, we were both recently on Realm Maintenance show number 25. We had a blast and want to thank Ro for having us.
Thanks, dude.
You're awesome. You can follow us on Twitter. Kephis is @TheKephis, and I'm @Aludra_AIE. And I happen to know if you follow Kef, you will catch some really funny playthrough videos. Our theme song, Serpent Rider's Hero, is by those amazing folks at Blizzard, and our bumpers were done by Coltrane. Battle Pets was written by myself and Kephis, and is copywritten to us as well. Thanks for listening!
Now I'm gonna go do it. I'm gonna do it. Are you ready? Here it is. Mm-hmm. Jade Crane Chick.
Yay! Oh my god! Dude!
Black.
This has been a Tin Cans and Shoestrings production.